ISIS is losing ground in the battle for the Syrian city of Kobani. The BBC is reporting that a surge in U.S. airstrikes around that largely Kurdish city has slowed the advance of ISIS fighters. The BBC's Khazra Naji joins us from Turkey. Khazra, welcome.
Thank you.
I understand you're only about a kilometer away from the fighting. Can you tell us what you see and also whether you can gauge from your vantage point if ISIS is being driven back and if this battle does seem to be shifting in favor of the Kurds?
That's right. I've been on a hilltop overlooking the town of Kobani throughout the day. In the morning, it was very quiet, nothing much happening. Even the level of small arms fire and the heavy fire that we used to hear from the city, there was none of that. And then suddenly this afternoon, there was a little bit more of fighting inside the city. And immediately after that, we had repeated airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition. And we think something like 15 to 20 airstrikes in the last 3 hours, most of them directed at the north of the city. Otherwise, the rest of the city is more or less quiet. And I get the impression that they have probably, ISIS people, have been driven away from most of those places.
Now, just this week, a Kurdish lawmaker in northern Iraq said that the U.S. airstrikes alone would not be enough to end the battle for Kobani. Is that a reference to a need for ground troops of some kind to supplement the air war? Or what else does he think is needed to stop the fighting?
Well, this was said also by American officials only a few days ago. They were saying they think that Kobani could still fall, and they were saying that air power can only go so much and do so much. But from here, what I see is it seems to me that the Kurdish fighters have got the upper hand in the last few days.
If Kobani were to fall, if ISIS had a resurgence, what is the strategic and psychological impact of that for the U.S.-led coalition?
I think it would be a disaster. I mean, if this strategy is going to work, this is the place where it should work. And if it doesn't work here, it's not going to work anywhere, in a sense that you have a pretty strong ground force, determined. And at the same time, I've witnessed in the last few days only 60, 70 airstrikes on a small city. You know, if it's going to work, if this strategy is going to work, it's going to happen here. And if it doesn't, it's a major blow.
Khazra, in Turkey, where you are, thousands of refugees are waiting out this battle. What are they telling you about their plans for going back home?
In the last few days, they've been pretty sort of upbeat. They stand here, they hold binoculars, and whenever the coalition comes up with their strikes, they get up and clap and make huge noises here. So on the whole, the refugees are becoming more and more hopeful.
The U.S. wants Turkey to be more involved, as has been widely reported, but Turkey is reluctant. Has Turkey changed its stance at all as the momentum in the battle seems to be shifting?
Not that we know. And furthermore, Turkey has refused to put its air bases at the disposal of the coalition, which would have helped enormously, because at the moment, these planes that come over Kobani, they fly about 1,500 kilometers to get here, more than that, and they have to refuel in midair. Turkey has basically stayed on the fence for the moment, and I'm not sure whether diplomatic efforts are getting anywhere.
That's BBC correspondent Khazra Naji. He's in Turkey, and he's been reporting on the battle for Kobani, which is just over the border in Syria. Khazra, thank you.
My pleasure.